40% of Maryland's private sector workers, nearly 820,000 people, have no option to take time off with pay if they're ill now. These are according to estimates from the Institute for Women's Policy Research. And look, right now, apparently, in certain parts of the country, Connecticut, San Francisco, Seattle, and District of Columbia, there are initiatives in place to have different forms of paid leave that the state or the city puts on their private employers. And they're not all the same. You know, there are different levels where if you have five employees or less, you have certain businesses that are exempted. So there's different ways to approach this. But this is now being talked about very seriously in terms of going to Annapolis by a group called the Job Opportunities Task Force. And the executive director, Jason Perkins Cohens, joins us right now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. Look, you know, immediately the concerns are going to be with an initiative like this when we're in, still a lot of folks will say a recession, even though it's unemployment is at 7.8%, we still see a lot of folks out of work. That bringing something like this into this might be a hedge or a stop of folks from hiring. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't think that that is the case, and it hasn't been shown to be the case in the few areas that have already done it. But, you know, while I was just before I came on the air, I was on hold, of course, and your listeners were hearing a few ads. You know, one of them was from a hospice center. One of them was about Alzheimer's care. These were separate advertisements. And it just really rings home the issue that's really reflecting 2012, that so many of us, and I actually have been in this situation, adults who are workers, have to care for their parents.
Yes.
In really unfortunate situations. And if you don't have leave, you know, your parents in those situations just are just two of situations. There's many of them. If you don't have leave, if you're one of the 820,000 workers across our state, I just don't know what you do. This is really about family values.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics, according to their numbers, said that average cost for private sector employers offering sick leave in the United States is 23 cents an hour per employee. Now, different business, you know, industries can handle it. But when I was in the legislature, I was in the Senate, I represented the Inner Harbor, okay, Jason, and there's a lot of restaurants and everything else down there. For restaurants, that 23 cents an hour is really a profit margin issue. How do you think restaurants are able to, particularly in the area of business where they are able to deal with something like you're proposing? Because for a large part, they don't have sick leave for their folks.
Well, you're right. A lot of restaurants don't have sick leave, and I think we should stop there and think about whether that's a good idea for public health or not. These people are making our food, right? So they're coming to work, they're ill, they're cooking our food, they're serving our food. Is that something that really we as a society think is a good idea? And there have been a couple of incidents where restaurants, you know, people have come to work sick. There's been a TB case. There was an H1N1 case in which, thousands of or many, many people have gotten sick, and of course that restaurant is a lot worse off. But I also want to reflect on the terms of the cost issue is that, you know, we're going to pay for this one way or another. So if you're a parent, let's say you're a mom, you've got kids in school, young kids, you know, every mother or father will tell you that at some point or other they're going to get that call from the school nurse that says, Mike, you know, your kid has a 101 fever.
Been there, done that.
yeah, we all have. You know, that, again, this is a family issue. So we're going to pay for this one way or the other, because if the family doesn't have leave to pick up their kids, or maybe the kid has chicken pox, right, they got to get picked up. What happens? If they can't go during the 9 to 5, they're taking their kid into the emergency room. And who pays for that? Well, we all pay for that. So there's been one estimate that shows that less reliance on paid days, they won't have to go to the ER as much. And we're going to save, as a country, $1.1 billion.
Let's get some phone calls in here. Let's get John in Lutherville, because he is a restaurant owner. John, you're on with Jason and me. Go ahead.
Hey, C4. How you doing?
Doing great. What do you think?
Jason, the world isn't a plastic bubble, my friend. Germs happen. People get sick. Have you owned a restaurant or any other business for that matter?
My parents owned a retail store, a mom-and-pop shop, for 40 years.
And did they have a paid sick leave?
They reflected the standards that were in place.
That means no. But go ahead, John.
They didn't have sick leave.
So did you call them and ask them what they thought?
Well, actually, my parents are no longer alive, but I did talk to them while they were alive about other standards, and the answer was always the same, that they will conform to the standards of the day and they'll make it work. As long as it affects everyone, they can compete.
Well, let me ask you, John, before you go into Q&A with Jason, how would this affect you? Let's talk about you. How would this affect you?
Paid sick leave, it would affect my largest, one of the largest parts of my business is my labor. And if I had to start paying for people who weren't there, I don't think I'd be in business that long. And it's hard enough as is right now. And I don't really think that small businesses, much less restaurants, can really take on a lot more.
Oh, I agree. The reason I brought it up, John, like I said, I represented the Inner Harbor and a lot of the areas just short of Little Italy, and I know the profit margins for restaurants, and we've already instituted an alcohol tax, Jason, on a lot of restaurants and everything. So in isolation, this might appear to be a good idea, Jason, sure. But when you have the accumulation of everything right now in the economy.
They're all great ideas.
Right.
They're all great ideas. You know, healthcare,
right.
Days off. I'd like them to drive to work in gold cars, but I can't afford that. So.
Well, short of that extreme, let me get Jason involved. Just in the climate that we're in, can you understand folks' apprehension, Jason?
Sure, I understand change is scary, but I also, again, reflect the times that we're in. I mean, if you go into any office or any office building, the first thing you see is hand sanitizer, right? We're all worried now about germs. I respect the other view, but the alternative means that the person is coming to the restaurant ill, and I just don't think that people generally want ill people cooking and preparing their food.
Let me talk with you. You can stay with me one more segment, Jason, about numbers have been looked at in cities where this has been proposed, and when they've been given a certain amount of sick days, usually employees do not use all the sick days. So I want to talk about it from that perspective with you in a moment, okay, Jason?